It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zach on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
We should do a little radio thing. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Why not?
Start it now.
Okay, I will. Howdy, everybody. It's time for Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zach and Razorback Billy Lavender.
Good morning.
I don't know about that Kentucky blue shirt you're wearing there, young man.
Well, I mean, whatever it takes.
Really?
Yeah.
Their coach, their players, their assistant coaches. Any of those things?
It takes that. It's going to take an army.
It takes a village. Isn't that right?
Ain't no question about it.
It is good to see you.
It's been a week.
I tell you what, you look a little better than last time I saw you.
You know, I get that from everybody.
Really? Yeah. You look better this time than last time? Yeah. Of course, I've been drinking a lot today, so
well,
you look a lot better.
There you go. Whatever it takes again.
That's there it is. Anywho, it's the Wednesday version of Leaving the Yard, which means, of course, the always popular Billy Lavender in here for an hour worth of hijinks, merriment, and...
Glad you didn't say hygiene.
No, hygiene. Okay. No. Hijinks, merriment, and loads of Razorback/Tiger information.
Yes, sir.
And it's been a pretty good week if you're either one of those two things.
Right. It has.
I don't know if you want to play Alabama too much in baseball.
Well, anymore. I mean, you're going to have that every now and then.
You're all right with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we'll start with the important stuff because it was a big night over at Texas High yesterday.
Huge night.
The Tigers continuing their month-long homestand, it feels like. Had number 4-ranked White House in town.
Mm-hmm.
Game, honestly, the Tigers didn't have to win.
Mm-mm.
They're in a pretty good place right now as they kind of fought off challenges from Marshall and Longview in the last week. But what the heck? If we're going to do it, we may as well go ahead and win it. And
that's right.
They made an exciting game last night.
And I'm telling you that the Tigers' season turned around the first time we played White House because we had lost our first three out of the chute in district. And then had White House, the number one team in the district, come into our house, and we got rained out and had to go to them. So not only have you lost the first three, but you're in jeopardy, probably should lose the first four, and then it's a scramble to catch up.
It's a hole.
Yeah, it's a hole. And we go down there and really put it on them and beat them up pretty good. And because of that, have won – 7 of 8.
Yeah.
The last 7 of 8.
And we lost to Hallsville?
Lost to Hallsville 4-2. Who is the team that's tied for first now with White House, but White House has the tiebreaker of beating Hallsville and has to play them again. But man, it was got down early. I think we're down 5-1.
Hmm.
Scored 6 runs in the fifth to go up, and then another one, and we were up 8-5.
Cruising to the finish line.
Worth McMillan had started, giving us pretty good outing, walked too many people for him, and they were running the bases good and had some timely hits, but they came up in the ninth, and who had come in pitching? Zane Givens?
Okay.
No.
Chandler?
Nope.
No.
Phelps.
All right.
Phelps had come in and saved the day in maybe the fifth, sixth, and seventh, and got one out in the seventh and then gave up a run and maybe a couple on, and they went to Chandler.
All right.
And Chandler's been thrown in, Williamson, in several key spots this year. Always seems like he goes in and there's bases loaded and no outs or something like that. Yeah, so
try to get out of that, young man.
Yeah, kind of joking with his dad down there, and he hit a batter, and then they got a good hit, and we may have thrown one away, and all of a sudden they tie it up in the seventh, top of the seventh at 9-9, and have a runner on second with 2 outs, and he gets a K. And then we come up in the bottom of the seventh, and guy, center fielder, Cam Reitner, who's been
leadoff guy.
Leadoff guy. Moved him to leadoff a couple of weeks ago, and he's just been hot the whole season. He smokes one down the line for a double, and then Knox Pilgreen comes in and gets a base hit and scores. Cam walks it off. We beat them 10-9, and we beat them, I was telling you last night, we beat them the last three times we've played them. Last year, first time we beat them, they were number one in the state
right.
coming to town. And so three big wins for the Tigers, and now it's – go ahead.
Go ahead.
Now we got our last three at home, senior night, Friday night against Mount Pleasant, who we beat earlier in the year, maybe 7-2 or so. And they are they're tied for third place with us, but we have a tiebreaker against them because we beat them. So this is a huge game because next week we'll play the worst two teams in the
Tyler.
District,
right.
Pine Tree and Tyler. And you know you never can. It's baseball, like we're talking about Arkansas and Alabama, but you know there's a good chance we win Friday night. We'll have won. You know we'll have a chance to win.
10 of 11.
10 of our last 11.
Yep.
And going into the playoffs hot.
Yep.
And for a few years, you know, we've been in the playoffs every year, but for a few years we've kind of limped in.
Right.
And this kind of is, you know, like I say, that White House game kind of turned us around. And it's
I talked to somebody the other day who said, don't worry about it. At the end of the day, what's going to happen is what has happened the last few years.
They'll play.
They'll get who?
Lufkin. No question.
Yeah, they'll get Lufkin again. So, which, of course, means you'll have to finish fourth because Lufkin looks like they're winning their district over in 16-5A. Mm-hmm. So, you would probably mean that would be a loss to Mount Pleasant, and both teams win out from there, and Mount Pleasant would have the one-game lead, and they'd get third, and the Tigers would get fourth. That's how that would potentially work. So, winning on Friday against Mount Pleasant puts that to bed, and you've got the game lead with two games left that you ought to win.
And two, I think Mount Pleasant has to play someone near the end that's one of the good teams.
Yeah, well, you know, we beat one of the good teams
right.
they can.
That's right.
It's a funny relationship.
They beat Hallsville.
It's a funny relationship between Texas High and White House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one that I don't know there's a whole lot of love lost, and there hasn't been for years.
I'm telling you, it has been for years, and it doesn't matter what sport
right?
it is, but it was funny. We were all down there. Diamondback, we had cooked a bunch of burgers, and there's a bunch of us down there on Coach Preston's porch, and I don't want this to go without saying is last night.
We're going to do that in a minute. Okay.
But anyway, so we're all down there on Coach Preston's porch, and I didn't know because I didn't go when we played them the first time this year,
right.
And we started the game at 8:30 down there. He didn't get back till 1:30
right.
and everything, but you know a lot of their team and fans and stuff were hollering at our players and everything, and you know hollering our players' names.
Sure.
And I mean it's kind of gotten crazy, but I mean it's like that in. I don't care if you go pro. I don't care if you go college. I mean, they just find out who your girlfriend is or was or whatever, and they're all hollering at. It's just kind of part of the game now.
Sure.
I mean, it goes on everywhere. And so they're doing that. You know, we laugh it off down there. I mean, it's just part
right.
of the deal. And we beat them. But in about the fifth inning when we scored six runs and go up on them, one of their dads comes down there to two of the cops that are kind of down there beside us and says, their players in the dugout are hollering our pitcher's name and so-and-so,
oh
so-and-so.
God.
And one of the ladies that's sitting beside me goes, you know, I mean, she's like, were you, you know, y'all have been hollering at our guys all game long.
Right.
Y'all been up and whatever. And y'all were Kamaloing us down there,
yeah.
all our players or what, you know, I mean, just.
Don't be a Karen.
Don't be a Karen. That's
right.
What, you know, they said, oh, that must be the pitcher's dad. I said,
well,
was the pitcher's dad or his mom? One of the two. But, it was.
It's fun to have a rivalry, though.
Yeah.
You can get games against teams
no doubt.
You care. I mean, Tyler, right now.
And they've
bad.
Owned us for a while,
right.
but I told Coach McClure, I said last night, you've owned them.
Yes.
You know, the last 2 years,
yes.
just like you have Lufkin and whatever. And I said, it's good to be, you know. I mean, the thing is we go into every game we can win.
Yeah.
you know, and we know that, and so it's really fun. It's not like you're going to Hallsville, so you know you can chalk up an L, right. Or you're going to White House, so you can chalk up an L. We can play with anybody in our district, and it's a really good district. Mount Pleasant's come along. Longview's taken their lumps this year, but's had some good games. And
Marshall's, you know, in the conversation.
Marshall's in the conversation. Right. Tell you what hurt Marshall was last week. Marshall's, and we may have talked about this, their dude on the mound, I don't know whether he didn't make his grad, whatever, he's ineligible, so so that's going to hurt them going forward. But it's fun knowing that you can play with anybody, and you got a chance if you play Tiger baseball.
You kind of get a feel the district's good enough, it's prepping you for postseason.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you get a district that we've seen in football for years.
Yep.
District's kind of been a struggle, and you walk into the football playoffs going, geez, we haven't really had anybody beat us around a little bit. And
you know what I'd like to see us do this year is typically we'll play one or two, what do you call them, scrimmage practice games, warm-up games or something. I'd like to see us find a team with some plus velo, so we can get ready in case we face a dude. Because in our district this year, I mean, we've faced some upper 80s and stuff. I just don't think we've seen the 90s that we've seen in the past.
They aren't around.
But if you can find I heard that we were talking to one of the guys, stopped by and got some burgers last night from White House, and we were talking to him, and we were talking to him about last year's Tyler team being so bad, but they had a guy that threw 92, 93, and he said, we got him to come and pitch against us before we, you know, just not his team, but him, just so we could see some velo before the playoffs. And, you know, I'd like to see some of that, you know, maybe get a Zach Phillips back or get, you know,
he's
get
too
someone.
Busy.
Yeah, well, I mean, they may.
he's working right now.
I mean, he may fly in the night after Fenway and,
maybe,
you know. But,
maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to change the direction back to where you were going, because yesterday you guys officially unveiled in the right center field wall the banner honoring Keith Schuette.
Absolutely.
Who, since Al Hann had passed away, had become the voice of the Tigers in football and baseball and basketball. And he's been really all in on Tiger sports even before Al passed, when they were working together.
Right.
And of course, we lost Keith last year, about this time, last year. I know I talked to Terry, talked to his wife the night before, said, are you ready? And she was like, I didn't realize how, you know, nervous I was going to be, and what a big deal. Hadn't been back to the ballpark since he passed away. Had that very exciting game last night. And I know you wanted to make a mention, certainly. We saw Kyle Preston's porch get unveiled here a week or so ago. And then last night for Keith, if nothing else, that memorial on the wall.
Yeah, it's a really cool deal, just that he'll continue to be a part of Texas High baseball, you know, forever, to have that sign out there. And it's a really cool rendering of just his head. Yeah, his big old head.
That's right.
But you know, I'm gonna tell you, and it's hard not to tear up talking about him, but there ain't a team that Schuette would have loved to have been a part of against, and a victory like that, more than White House, because Schuette was invested.
Yep.
I mean, he was in not only Texas High sports but baseball, and he loved it, and he loved for them to win, and he hated it when they lost. And if they lost, it was because someone else did. So, you know, I mean, we talk about him, but I mean, this is a guy that, you know, he wasn't doing his job. He wasn't just going and calling a game because it was his job. He did it because he loved it.
Oh, yeah.
And he would get on the mower for 4 hours on a Saturday and listen to himself and
always
critique himself.
Always.
You know, on what he did wrong and how he could better. But even more about that, he loved all those players, and he knew everything about them, and he talked to them before the game and after the game, and the coaches, and, you know, us. He was texting us what happened if we were somewhere that, you know, I mean,
all the time.
He was calling y'all when y'all were on
Friday,
your way home. Yeah.
Every Friday night we got a call on the way home from wherever we were just to talk about how the games went.
So his grandson got to throw out the first pitch, and it was really, really a cool deal.
An awesome night last night. So
all
things considered, everything was really sweet over at Tiger Field yesterday. All right, tell you what, we're going to take a time out. I got music in my ear. We got about 15 minutes after the hour. We'll come back. We had more baseball in town yesterday. Some crazy stuff going on over at LE yesterday as well. Pleasant Grove keeps rolling along. They're heading for another collision in 10 days. Take a quick time out. We'll come back. More on the show. Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zack, Razorback Billy Lavender. Here on The Fan, 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9 is presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
All right, 18 and a half after the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck Zack, Razorback Billy Lavender, 903-735-9905 is our number. All right, we talked up a bunch of Tiger stuff in the first segment. We got Hawks and Leopards to talk about in the second one. I was over at Liberty ILO last night for North Lamar. And, of course, it's the bounce back after the PG game, which you always worry about. Mm-hmm. If you're either one of them, you worry about, can we have letdown or are we going to be okay? Well, gosh, you mentioned walks in your game. We may have set some kind of record for walks. Leopards walked 6 in the first inning.
Ugh.
5 in a row.
Oh.
It's crazy. We actually got knocked off the air, and by the time we got reconnected, the inning was still going. It was like, okay, well, we walked 2 guys. That's all you missed since we've been off.
So did the same pitcher stay in?
I think he was in till the 4th in a row, and then he got pulled.
Because I've watched Fincher at PG over the years, yeah. And I think if you would have walked 5 in a row, I think we would have or you'd have probably had four new pitchers,
yes,
and some of them would have come in the middle of the count.
Yes, that's exactly what would have happened. For Fowler, he lets him go, and then kind of looking at it, felt like he just his starter couldn't get the zone.
Yeah.
And it wasn't missing by a ton,
right,
but he just wasn't in sync with the ump. So they bring in Cam Gamble, mm-hmm, the Texas High.
Mm-hmm.
He walks the first guy.
God.
It's the third walked-in run in the inning, so it's a 3-0 deficit.
Whew.
Gamble goes all the way to the end of the fifth, goes to the sixth, doesn't give up anything, walks a couple of guys, three, four guys, but no hits. And WT Jones comes in. We hadn't seen him in weeks. And he comes in and has good velocity, mm-hmm, and a live arm and mows down North Lamar. And they battle back in a horrible weather. Obviously, you guys had it at Texas High.
Mm-hmm.
We had it, too, at Liberty ILO. Panthers from North Lamar walk 11.
Wow.
Leopards walk 9.
Yeah, 20 walks.
20 walks. 13-3, Liberty ILO wins.
Wow.
So get this. They get a 6-inning game. They get 6 walks in the first inning. They give up 3 runs in the inning. The two teams combined for 20 walks. Liberty ILO gets the run rule victory. 13 unanswered. And throws a no-hitter.
Wow.
So the combination of Tristan Howe, Cam Gamble, WT Jones, walk 9, didn't give up a hit.
Dang.
It's baseball.
Far from a perfect game,
no,
but a no-hitter.
Yeah, right? Baseball. It's just something different. Every time you go to a game, it's something different.
Man.
And, you know, you kind of watch that no-hitter because it's not like it was, you know, it's 1-0 and the no-hitter is really
like
an important part of this. I keep seeing the zero up on the scoreboard, and I made mention of it a couple times, mm-hmm, but not like, oh, my God, we got a no-hitter. Because it really wasn't.
You just didn't ever think of it. It's typically a no-hitter. You're thinking, man, we've got a really good game going.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, everybody's kind of a little bit on edge. And
It's not been the ugly start you saw.
Yeah.
Or it's not the fighting with the weather and the ball's slick.
Yeah,
and,
gosh.
You know, North Lamar fans weren't happy with the strike zone. Wow. And there were some questionable decisions in their mind on
the
bases.
They were happy with the strike zone
in the first inning. Yeah, after that, they didn't like the strike zone the rest of the way as they walked 11. But just a weird ball game.
Man.
And so they bounce back after a PG win on Saturday, mm-hmm, and win by 10.
How do those two teams stand, PG and LE?
They're a game apart.
Game apart. So LE's lost one more?
LE's lost to Paris. That was their problem the week and a half ago as they got upset by Paris.
But if they run the slate and beat PG, they would be
district champions.
District champs. So that's going to be a huge game.
Yeah, well, they've got a game Friday at home against Pittsburgh.
Okay.
They go to Paris next Tuesday, and then they'll finish off back at Pleasant Grove on Friday next week. So we were on here a couple weeks ago, or last week, I guess, and I'm having this conversation probably with somebody else, and one of our guys texted in the middle of doing our Facebook Live, there's no way PG is going to lose twice to Liberty ILO.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. That district's over. Well, we got folks who screenshotted that. They're holding on to that little nugget just in case it happens to happen next Friday.
Wow.
But they're about to unleash that back on the texter. So, no, really intriguing game. On the other side, PG'd. 10-0.
Yeah.
Rolled over Sulphur. They hit the ball so well. They pitch so well. It's just the difference so far has been Liberty ILO and PG just get up for each other and know each other so well.
You know, I've talked to a few of the PG guys and Riley a couple of times, and they had a couple of games early on in district that went down to the wire.
Yeah.
That, you know, a pitcher would have to
no
come
hit.
In. Yeah.
It would be a no-hit a couple times.
But I think they've kind of hit their stride, and it looks like it's just those two at the end
is
who it's going to be. And man, that's going to be a win for the community to get that third game and everything.
Well, and so now, all right, as you think out towards state,
mm-hmm,
be Zach Fowler and Liberty ILO for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to move down to 3A next year.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go out and win a district championship your last year up at 4A.
Mm-hmm.
Take it with you. That's your A motivation. Mm-hmm. Your B part of this conversation is Salina's right now the number one team in the state in 4A. They're in this region. The winner of this district will get Salina in the semifinals in the region.
Is Salina who beat PG last year?
Yes. And who LE beat to get in the state.
See, I went to that series, and their dads were down there talking to us, and they said, we don't want any part of PG next year. We don't want, said we are losing everybody.
They're number one in the state.
See, they said that we're losing everybody. We're not going to be who we have been.
They're number one in the state. And they're throwing shutouts practically every time out, including beating China Springs, who had been the number one and the defending state champion. They shut them out a couple weeks ago. So here's what you get.
So the question.
The question is, if you win the district, that's your prize. Mm-hmm. You get Salina a week or a round early. Mm-hmm. If you can survive the first couple of rounds, you would get Salina in the regional semis. If you finish second in your district, you let Salina and your other district opponent, in this case PG if you're Liberty Isle, or Liberty Isle if you're PG, you let them get Salina a round early.
Listen.
And then you get him in the finals if you win your way through.
That ain't no question. If I know Zach, and I know, I mean,
and O'Reilly.
And O'Reilly, either one of they're wanting to win that game.
Yeah.
You want to
hang a district banner.
Right. You may get some coach speak and whatever. And there's a chance Salina loses their first round. And who knows?
Sure.
But there's no question in my mind. Now, if it had something to do with a pitcher not being able to throw because of his arm or something like that, I understand. But both of them are going out to win that third one.
But I don't know that you're necessarily unhappy if you don't win it. I'm just saying that the winner gets the district banner. The loser avoids the number one team in the state until the regional finals if you manage to win all the way to there.
Yeah.
So you've got those two. Somebody, you both win.
Mm-hmm.
One gets a banner. One avoids that. That's what's potentially out there for the third round or the third matchup of these two teams next Friday evening. So there's a lot going on. Mm. Good stuff, though. Good stuff.
Arkansas High. How's Arkansas High looking?
Arkansas High lost.
They beat Adcock, freshman.
Yeah.
Or freshman or sophomore.
I think sophomore.
He threw seven complete game against Benton, and they beat Benton, who's always been a powerhouse in their conference.
They lost to Lake Hamilton last week. Mm. They're sitting, I think, in fifth or sixth.
Okay. So they need
to. They're going to have to get a little bit of help to get back into the conversation. In baseball, in softball, actually, they're
rolling.
They're really good. They got 10 run ruled once. They've 10 run ruled just about everybody
Lee,
else.
Macy Lee, I think, is her name's like showing out.
They've got some bashers and some pitchers.
Man, I'm just excited. Texas High, you know, all year long or at the first of the year, they were really looking for a fifth or a sixth, seventh, and eighth batter or a DH as well. And man, in this run and here in the last week or two, just, you know, they're top four or five are hitting really well, but they're coming along on that second part of the lineup and it's night. Boy, you just can't lay down against them. You can't say, okay, well, I'm gonna get by these first four or five and get to this six, seven, eight. That's not how it is.
Win.
Yeah, that's right.
Your four guys are only going to get you so much. If you don't have the bottom five that are going to be able to contribute something.
And two, Ross and Worth, Tanner Ross and Worth McMillan have had really good years.
Yeah.
But when they do struggle, man, we bring in, we're a deep, you know, not backcourt, but you know, two, three, four, five. Yeah. I mean, you can bring in any of those guys, and against number one, you know, I mean, you take Phelps last night. I mean, you wouldn't have considered him to be a shutdown, and I mean, he comes in and does his job, and you know, we're peaking at the right time.
If you're out there listening to this, and we've done a half hour of high school baseball talk, at least on the Texas side this year, all three schools have a very good chance to be maybe having a conversation about the regional finals.
That's right. That's
right. All three of them have a realistic possibility if things fall right. And a lot of times it's matchups. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you see a guy that's hot and, you know, if you can I like to look at our infield solid. And that's what I haven't had a chance to see Texas High, but one or two times. But having PG and LE a couple times, they don't make mistakes. The infields for both those teams do not make mistakes. I'm assuming Texas High's got the I know Yowell's just a machine.
Absolutely. Yowell's a machine. Knox Pilgreen at third, Tanner Ross at second, and then Jacob High at first. Yep. I mean, they're turning double plays. Yep. They're making difficult plays. They're holding runner. I mean, they're just doing everything right. And then when Tanner goes to the mound, you know, it's Chandler Williamson at second. I mean, they're making play. They're doing everything right. And it's, you know, I mean, they're going to make a mistake every now and then, and every now and then that ball bounces a crazy way. But man, it's just, like I say, they're just, we've limped into the playoffs for several years and we're peaking right now. Now, baseball is that funny sport. You can go south just as quick as you went north.
That's
but
true.
We've got the right teams, and Friday night, if we can go out there and have as much moxie as we had, as we do when we play White House, we win Friday night, and then we can really be on a ball roll.
It's a dangerous game Friday.
That's right.
Haven't had a big win on Tuesday. You got to bounce back with another one.
Senior night.
Yep.
Prom Saturday.
Yeah, a lot of distractions. Yep. All right. We're not jinxing it. We're just saying, keeping it real.
Let's go.
All right. We got to take a break. It's about 29 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the yard. Quick timeout. We'll come back. I don't know, a little Razorback stuff I'm sure we can chew on.
Work some in.
You know, even maybe a little Dallas Cowboy talk.
Okay.
Stephen Jones says we are all in. We'll take a break. We're coming right back here on Leaving the Yard on The Fan 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
We put together everything you need for the ultimate backyard barbecue.
We've got a big green egg, gift cards to get meat to grill, and passes to take the family to the water park.
We'll give it all away right before Memorial Day.
Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows this month or at a sponsor location.
Including Metal Mart, Flying Burger, iFurniture, and Texas Freedom.
The ultimate backyard barbecue giveaway is back.
From Texarkana's local sports leader,
107.9 The Fan.
For my friend, Luke.
For my mom, Paulette.
And for my mom, Fenia.
For my husband, Helmut. Honor someone you love by learning the warning signs of stroke.
If you see face drooping, arm weakness, or speech difficulty, it's time to call 911.
A stroke can happen to anyone at any age. Be ready to spot a stroke fast.
Learn more from the American Stroke Association at stroke.org.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm Dr. Miller, a dentist and a volunteer for Dental Lifeline Network. DLN is a nonprofit that has helped me literally change the lives of people in my community through the donated dental services program. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need each year. If you're a dentist or know a dentist, please share this information. Like me, they can make a real difference in someone's life. DLN makes it easy.
Go to willyouseeone.org to learn more. That's willyouseone.org.
Now, here's the four states weather forecast
from 107.9 The Fan.
Cloudy tonight, low 66. 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms. Thursday, high 84. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Thursday night, low 62. Slight mention of showers and thunderstorms. Friday, high 72. Win a big green egg and more in our Backyard Barbecue giveaway. Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live roadshows or at a participating sponsor.
You're listening to Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Brought to you by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
You can't see the morning, but I can see the light. Drive, 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 let it ride. Well, you've been out running, I've been waiting half the night. Drive, 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 let it ride. And would you cry if I told you that I'm lying? And would you say goodbye? Let it ride.
All right, welcome back. We got about 25 minutes till 6 o'clock, leaving the yard. Chuck, Zach, Billy Lavender. Appreciate all you guys hopping on, by the way, on Facebook. And if you don't have the app, I'm going to do this. Like, why not? Mm-hmm. You can go wherever we go or wherever you go and take us with you. Download the Texarkana Media Center app. Every one of our family of stations is on that. So if you happen to be a Tiger fan, you want the fan, you're going to be gone this weekend because you're going to Vegas, you can still have your phone with you and be checking it out. Or you can be on Real Country and you can listen to the Razorbacks. Or you can be on News Talk 107.1 and you can get the Leopards.
And I'm telling you, it's not like you're trying to tune something in your car.
No.
This is crystal clear.
It's digital. So
yep.
Get the app.
Like I said last week, it's just like digital, and you said it is.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's why it's just like it.
Right. Put the app on your phone. I'm telling you, in places where you think you can't hear the game, you can hear the game. I listened to the coming home from Sulphur Springs the other day. I listened to the end of the Texas High game mm-hmm. on my phone, plugged through my car,
yeah.
driving back from Sulphur, mm-hmm. where I don't have the range to be able to get the radio. Mm-hmm. The app worked.
Perfect.
Do that. Put it on your phone. Texarkana Media. You'll thank us.
Free.
I promise. Free.
Free 30.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the right price.
Yeah.
All right. Last week we had you in here. What, the last two times we had you in here. The time before that, you were in a day late.
Mm-hmm.
We got the news about losing Eric Musselman.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we get you in here, we hire John Calipari.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're starting to find players coming this way.
Mm-hmm.
Got a 7'2" kid.
Proven. Croatia.
Oh, my son may know him.
When we won the national championship, we had a player from Croatia.
Really?
Davor Remot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the process has begun.
Mm-hmm. You know what I like about the process? Is the process under Musselman is as soon as someone hit a transfer portal, he was grabbing the guy. And then he got enough, and everybody was up front. Whether we needed a guard or whether we needed a center or whatever, this is a different deal.
Yeah.
And some of these sports writers have said, hey, be a little bit patient
right.
with John. Or with Coach Cal, because he doesn't do it that way.
Nope.
He gets who he wants. And you know, you've seen all of these guys now decommitting from Kentucky and
yes.
stuff, and you know we're on some of them or
sure.
whatever, but it's happening at a slower pace than what Razorback fans are used to and want. But he's putting a team together. He had to put his staff together first.
Which he still hasn't officially hired
right,
all of them.
Right.
That's the other part of that. You gotta get recruit. Cal isn't going around the country
no.
going to visit kids.
No.
He's got a staff that does mm-hmm. that, and then they weed through them, and then it comes to him. So there's a process that's got to happen to make mm-hmm. all of that successfully occur. And we're in a weird time.
Yeah.
It's April.
That's right.
A lot of guys have already committed back in December and February. They've already locked in where they're going to go. And unless they decommit, because Cal all of a sudden went to Arkansas, most of the guys in the top 100, 200 are where they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
They've been recruited forever by the guys that they signed with. They're not changing. It's going to be a weird year this first
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, when he's competitive, getting back into living rooms at the beginning of the mm-hmm. recruiting season, it's going to be a little bit different.
But it's not, I mean, it's not going to be far off.
No, it's not.
He recruited a bunch of people at Kentucky, and he had players at Kentucky that are decommitting and, you know, getting in the transfer
portal.
Yeah,
right.
So, I mean, you got to think. And, you know, like we've talked about, most of his kids are Cal kids,
right.
not Kentucky kids.
Yeah, and that leads us to the other side of that coin, because Mark Pope got introduced this week
mm-hmm.
as the new Kentucky head coach, which when we sat here a week ago, we talked about all the misses that they were getting stuck with.
Mm-hmm.
They were missing on Danny Hurley. They were missing on, you know, Rick Pitino, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever guys they were looking at were saying no, Oates down in Alabama, telling them no. They went in a direction that, I'll be honest with you, at first I thought, well, that's a really, really far fallback position. Mark Pope, he's at BYU. What the heck? But having listened and watched this week, they may have done this right.
You know what it reminds me of a lot? It reminds me of the Musselman hire at Arkansas.
Yeah.
And he seems like that kind of guy. He's a fiery guy. He's proven where he's been. And you know, he doesn't have the lineage that Musselman had and the coach, you know, in the NBA or whatever. But I mean, he was on the championship team and an integral part of their championship team at Kentucky.
Yep, he's 96.
He's a big member of the Big Blue Nation,
yep.
And I think he'll do good there. You know. Nobody was going to – it's hard to get a Cal. You just have to have that tenure and whatever, you know, that respect. And I mean, to get that, you're going to have to go for a Krzyzewski or a Roy Williams or a Dean
Bill
Smith
Self.
Or a Bill Self yep. or a you know, a guy that's in the pros now
right.
or something. And, you know, the chances of someone wanting to come from the pros to the college doesn't happen a whole lot just because of the difference in it and recruiting and all of that. So you know, it's one of those deals where you're going to have 90% of your fan base get on there and completely trash you and say you've done the wrong thing or whatever. But once the guy steps in and starts, all of a sudden, you know, it's like someone said – some Razorback fan that I was talking to was talking about Coach Cal, and they were like, man, at first I was like, man, he's a douche or whatever. And then they said, but you know what? Once they hired him, now he's our douche.
That's right.
You
he's
know,
our
now,
guy.
Now we're right.
Now he's a dude, not a douche.
Dude, that's right.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, I think that's how they'll be about, you know, they'll still pack out Rupp Arena.
Oh, my God.
And,
well, hell, they did for the announcement.
Right. Right,
they put 22,000 people in for an announcement that here's your coach.
And they had a big concert there first.
Oh,
I know,
but they rolled it out Kentucky style.
Yep,
I mean,
absolutely.
They had a little bit of time to think this
absolutely.
Through, and they got the 96 team back, and they put him on the bus, and they drove him into the arena,
right.
and he came out
that's
with.
Right.
I mean, they did a lot of cool
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely,
and he said a lot of the right things.
No question.
You know the. You can't
I like him.
You can't argue about Cal's success in recruiting
mm-hmm.
and sending kids to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You can criticize about the fact we didn't finish the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the national championship. They weren't winning SEC championships.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's a focus that Pope made in his announcement the other
day.
They
have finished the deal. They just hadn't lately.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
In the last 4 or 5 years.
Right.
They've had a struggle the last
yes, sir.
5 years.
Yes, sir.
And so his emphasis sounds like we're going to be back into hanging SEC championship banners, and we're going to try to get back into hanging NCAA banners. But I think that he recognizes who he is and his connection to the university, and it's different than Cal's.
And it's just like we talked about this last week, maybe the last 2 weeks, is what are you going for? What you know, you got to kind of either be a mix of all of it or be one. What you got to either go for the one and dones and risk not being a gelled unit at the end and, right. and you know, not having the physical body to go up against these big UConns and you know, right. the teams that are winning it and have, you know, fifth year seniors and things like that is, you know, looks like he's going to try to go opposite direction yeah. of Cal. And, you know, I think you have to – you being a fan, you have to just kind of say, hey, what are we trying to do? And, you know, to me, I want people that bleed Razorback sure. red and get guys in there that are going to come back and be Razorbacks for life and things like that.
But see,
and,
that was our concern, though.
Yeah.
The Cal guys yeah. for life, are yeah. they Razorbacks for life? Pope's going to – he may have a down year. They may mm-hmm. struggle this year. He's going to lose some kids in the portal, obviously. He's going to lose some commits. He's not going to maybe go for those five-star guys, mm-hmm. but he's going to go for guys that he thinks he can build a program in. He may be a year or two taking some smacks around, and the fans in Lexington may not appreciate that.
It's good to say you're not going for those five-star guys up front, but if you
– well, let me rephrase it. Not saying you're not going to go for them, but you may not get them.
Get them, right. That's right.
That may be the
just
the better
preparing,
way to put it.
He's yeah. preparing them for –
Exactly. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. It's about 15 minutes till top of the hour. We got one segment left with Razorback Billy. Chuck Zack, kind of leaving the yard on the Fan 107.9 and on ESPN 105.9. Quick timeout. We'll come back for segment number four. Don't go far.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the Bush Light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Bush Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
With custom signs and graphics from Fast Signs, you can say anything. Invite the world to discover that thing that makes your business unmistakably yours. Make your statement in lights or metal, on a van, across the windows. Make it unforgettable. Together, anything is possible. Bright ideas, brilliantly executed, can turn the mundane into the marvelous. Transforming your space begins at our place. Power your business visibility and make your statement with Fast Signs. Visit fastsigns.com.
Looking for a taste of home? Head over to Big Mama's Boys Crockpot, where they're serving up comfort on a plate with 14 mouth-watering entrees and 10 delicious sides cooked fresh daily. Every bite brings you back to the heart of soul food. From slow-cooked perfection to scratch-made desserts just like Mama used to make, they're open Tuesday through Sunday, 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with delivery available. Big Mama's Boys Crockpot, country cooking for country folks. Visit them at 1313 East 9th Street and let them bring the soul back in your meal.
911, call if you can. Text if you can't. 911 cannot accept pictures or videos, but make sure you let them know the emergency and your exact location. Use simple language, no abbreviations or slang. Text 911 is now available in 10 counties in the area. Lamar, Delta, Hopkins, Red River, Franklin, Titus, Morris, Bowie, Cass, and Miller counties. If you can't call 911, text 911.
This public safety announcement brought to you by the Arctic's Council of Governments.
Hi there, it's Haley Roser, co-chair of the 9th annual Twice as Fine Texarkana Wine Festival presented by Leadball Office. This year's wine festival will be held at Spring Lake Park in Texarkana on Saturday, May the 4th from 11 to 7. It's a celebration of art, food, music, beer, and wine benefiting the Alzheimer's Alliance of the Tri-State area. General admission is $10. Children 12 and under are free, and this family-friendly event has something for everyone to enjoy. We are on cloud 9 for you to join us at the Twice as Fine Texarkana Wine Festival Saturday, May 4th from 11 to 7.
With an eye on issues in the Arklatex, this is Community Matters. Pathway Resource Center is Texarkana's newest nonprofit crisis pregnancy center. Located in the old Washington School building on Marietta Drive, Pathway's mission is to share the love of Jesus by offering educational classes, pregnancy services, and emergency resources to the community. Learn more about Pathway or volunteer by clicking pathwaytxk.org.
Texarkana Media Center cares about the community. 100% Texarkana.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities.
This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
The Twice as Fine Wine Festival is Saturday, May 4th, benefiting the Alzheimer's Alliance at Spring Lake Park from 11 till 7 for all wine and food enthusiasts. And wineries from across the state of Texas will be there. Also, numerous merchants, local businesses, and opportunities to taste and purchase wine and gourmet treats at their best.
This is Leaving the Yard.
Leaving the Yard
with Chuck Zack.
Chuck Zack.
Presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing, on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Let's go tonight. Share the spots of life. Baby, it's my tonight.
All righty, welcome back. We got about 10 minutes till top of the hour, Leaving the Yard. Tomorrow, Dwight McCowan in here. As we wrap up the week, no show on Friday. We've got baseball going on again on Friday, and it'll be that way again next week, Tuesday, Friday. And then we're getting ready for the playoffs, and It may be another month or so. And eventually we're going to lock into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tyler Huff's going to be in here on Monday since Kevin Carpenter is continuing his tour of Europe. So we'll get Tyler in here early next week.
And we like baseball season, but it's just like football season. It's a different animal once you get to the playoffs. And we always talk about it. I mean, it gets on steroids.
Yep.
Man, I love the way Texas does it. I love the way they do the series. And, you know, it's just every week a different deal. And, is 4A, can they still do a one game?
I think they still have the choice.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So they
and I don't know how long they're going to continue doing it that way. Yeah.
I don't like that. I like the three-game series. I mean, it just depends on what your cup
that's
of tea
just,
is.
No. I like the option.
Yeah.
Just because it now becomes part of the strategy.
Yeah.
Like you and it's two kinds of strategy. Anybody that's been around here forever knows, you know, the first year that Pleasant Grove made its way into the state tournament with Michael Walker. And they managed to avoid series all the way through practically.
Yeah.
So you got Michael Walker and you know, coin flip one game. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got our guy.
Yeah.
And you can sometimes make that work to your advantage. Other times, you can overthink three games. It makes me crazy just because it's hilarious to think coaches are looking at it going, all right, it's a three-game series. Their number one is really good. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we can beat their number one, so I think we're going to start
number
our three.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if I start my three,
it's just a bunch of strategies you can use.
If I start my three, and then I start my one in game two, and I lose them both, I never got my second best pitcher in there.
Yeah.
So do I start my two,
and try
then
to win?
Try to win game two with my one, and then it's my three again. I mean, you're back to your three against their three. Anyway.
I remember back when you could do that in 5A. I remember we wanted a series, but we were playing Lucas Lovejoy, I think it was Lovejoy or someone, and they had a dude. I mean, he was 92, 93 off the bump, and we played him at a neutral site in Chisholm, I think.
Oh, boy.
Paris Chisholm, and we went down there, and we whooped his tail. And, you know, we didn't expect to do it, you know, but jumped on him early, and he was chased in the second inning.
Yep.
And so it can backfire on you, too.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, I love the three-game series and just
– what I don't like is how it ends. I don't like going down and you get two games in 2 days and there's no series.
Yeah.
I hate that. Yeah. I wish Texas would rethink that one thing and allow them to play a three-game series.
Is there a chance of LA and PG being 1-2 and both making it to state?
No.
You can't?
No, they're in the same region.
Okay.
They'd be in the regional final. Okay. One of them would be, the other one would be out.
That would be cool if you could get them, both of them to.
No, you know,
yeah.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
You'd have to just relive it here at Texas High like they did a few years ago.
Man, that was...
Pack them in.
That was something.
All right, I said Cowboys, we'd do something at the bottom of the hour. Steven was on. Steven says...
You're on first name basis Jones.
Yeah.
Okay.
SJ.
SJ, all right.
We are all in.
Yeah.
We're always all in.
Been
he didn't say, I don't know what Dad was talking about, but we're always all in.
Yeah.
And our version of all in is we pay our players. And it's a funny way he says it. We max out our salary cap. All 32 teams are allowed to spend X amount of dollars, and we always spend our X amount of dollars. We're all in. Mm-hmm. We're financially committed. Mm-hmm.
We just sometimes make the wrong
decisions. And I'm thinking, you know...
Probably not the way to...
I don't know that... I mean, do you explain it to your fans that way, that that's what we meant by all in, that our best players are going to get the lion's share of the money, our depth is going to be in question, we're not going to be able to attract free agents, we trust our draft process more than anything else, and we think we're just going to homegrown our guys, and that's our all in. And that's fine, but I don't know that you say we're all in this year. This year we're all in. If that's your process all the time, why do you have to say we're all in? We're going to do what we're going to do. We're going to grow our own talent. We're going to pay our own talent. We don't want our talent walking away. That's how we do it. If we win it all, we win it all. But we're not going to spend money. Just say we're not going to spend money on a bunch of high-dollar free agents. We're going to pay our own guys. Say that, and people are going to go, okay, I get that. But when you say... This year we're all in. People said, all right, we're about to sign some folks. Let's fill them up. And you don't sign anybody.
To me, I'm a Cowboys fan, but if they could have the same year that they had last year in the regular season.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. But the playoff, I mean, you've got to be a little bit lucky in the playoffs.
Do.
I mean, you can't lose to who you lost to.
No,
last year at home.
Well, you're the home field advantage. You lose that.
You can't lose that game. I understand that, but there's only going to be one team at the end that's won it all. There's only going to be two that are going to be in the. But I would take a year like they had, a win in every home game. Looking dominant, and winning that many games, and you know, I mean, that's going to continue to build the brand and everything, but at the end of the day, you're going to get judged by what happens in that second season.
They're Kentucky.
Yeah, absolutely.
They are Kentucky.
Absolutely.
They got a bunch of high-dollar names.
Yep.
They got people everybody recognizes. They got five-star talent, and at the end of the day, they just didn't finish it. Now, you can't win it if you ain't in the tournament.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
If you're not in the playoffs, you aren't winning the Super Bowl. And the first goal ought to be getting in the playoffs every year. Mm-hmm. And some years, the chips are going to fall your way. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a good matchup. You're going to get a bounce. You're going to get a call. And all of a sudden, you're in. They just have had 30 years of never getting any of those. And that's really weird. I don't know that I disagree with what they're doing, but here's always the problem when you look at it that way. Now, your stars are well paid and rewarded, and there's no motivation to have to worry about I'm ever going. I got my $200 million locked in. I never have to worry about I'm going to leave here. If we win, we lose. It's NFL. I'm getting paid. I'm getting my big chunk of change up front. I'm taken care of for life.
They want to win and they want that ring, but you know what? At the end of the day,
but that's
they got
not
their money.
Hungry.
That's right. That's right.
And I like finding guys that you add to your roster who have a little attitude and edge and are hungry. And if all you say is, hang around here 4 years, whether we win or not, here's $30 million a year. I just think it breeds, you know, an air of we're taken care of.
They go back to the You make a lot more if you win that first playoff game, and then you make a lot more if you know.
But they don't even make that much more. That's just it.
I know.
The salaries are so out of whack that the playoff bonuses don't matter.
That $40,000 is not worth
paying in taxes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's just going to the tax man. Why bother? I don't know. I get it. I get they're going to give big money to the guys. You want them to keep the guys. You like the guys. It's the negative of free agency is watching your guys walk away and go someplace else. But, boy.
Lindsey Pilgreen's on, which her son, we've already talked about him with the walk-off win last night.
Yep. Hope she was on at the beginning.
Yeah.
We talked him up.
She can go back and watch
it.
That's
true.
You know.
You can go back and watch it on Facebook. Right. You can go back and listen to the rewind tomorrow morning. I'll put it up on the app. It'll be up. There's so many different places to go back and look at it. It's not even right.
I'll still get a text every now and then on Thursday morning and say, you know, say, hey, give me a shout out or something like that. And I'll be like, hey, I'm in bed.
I can shout you out here, but it ain't going to be the same.
Right.
Just be honest
exactly
with you.
Exactly right.
Paul Norton. My wife will look at me weird if I do that. I'm just saying.
That's right.
We got to get out of here. Razorback Billy, last thought.
Let's do it different today. Go Tigers and Razorbacks.
See ya.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.